So it seems that the big question really is about identity, you know, this age-old question of who am I? And in everything we do, in everywhere we go, in everyone we meet, we're looking to find the answer to this question, who am I? We're looking to define ourselves, to know our boundaries, our limits. Because without knowing our boundaries or limits, we feel lost and uncontained and unlimited, unknown. Actually, we feel free, but that can seem frightening for the mind. So then it tries to find its limits. For example, in any kind of relating with somebody else, we're always checking, does this other person like me? And if they like me, that means I'm okay, I'm enough, I'm a good person. This is who I am, I'm okay. But if the other person disapproves of something you do, or is critical, then usually we assume that that means there's something wrong with me. That's who I am. That's the answer to this question now. I'm bad, I'm wrong, I'm missing something that I shouldn't be missing. I'm different. Everybody else is okay and I'm the only one who's not okay. In our work, in our achievements, in what we do in our day, we're looking to find ourselves. Well, I'm this kind of person. I'm a doctor, I'm a teacher, I'm a nurse, I'm an artist, I'm a musician, I'm a whatever. This is who I am. And again, this seems to provide some limits. Like, I'm someone who always does this. And it can be also in more subtle things. Like, I'm someone who always likes tomatoes. This is who I am. But I'm someone who never eats bananas. And then we're very fixed. We know who we are. And to a certain point, mentally we can relax. Ah, now I know who I am. But of course, in the next situation, when we're presented with the choice of a banana or a tomato or whatever it is, we have to question, well, maybe I might like a banana. Maybe I might like a tomato. Maybe I might do something different. But no. This is who I am, so I have to stay fixed in what I know, because that's safe, and this is who I've been believing myself to be all this time. The truth is, we don't know who we are, and it's just that that's been assumed to be a problem. It's assumed to be an emptiness that needs to be filled, a void that is somehow believed to be a problem that needs to be fixed. And we spend our whole lives trying to fix that problem, trying to fill the gap, be someone. But maybe it's not a problem. Maybe it's just who you are. But you don't know who you are. In fact, that is who you are. And it's not something that the mind can really understand, because the mind only understands limits, boundaries, this and not that, separation. It only understands definitions. labels. It cannot understand this absolute freedom, this unlimited, boundless openness that you really are. It is only when the mind says, I don't know, I don't know who I am, when the mind bows down, surrenders its knowing in thinking to that bigger knowing that comes from beyond thinking, what you truly know. You don't know how you know, but you know. When the mind says, I don't know, then it's obvious, it's known, it's always known, it's always been known. It can't in fact not be known, because it's you. It's who you really are, your true nature. But the thinking can be very clever, I think it knows. It can say all the right words, all the right spiritual concepts. But still, it's not known in thinking. Ever, ever, ever. So this seems to be the paradox, that we have this play of life, of being a human, where we go around looking to find the answer to this question of who am I? And really, there's a bigger sense of knowing that actually this answer cannot be found in this play of humanity. I'm never going to find the real me in my life. I'm never going to find the real authentic self. And to really acknowledge that can in one way be devastating, especially when you hoped to find it, or even if you thought you had temporarily found it. But it's also a relief that you no longer need to be struggling, waiting, hoping, trying to find this real authentic self. Because any self or any identity that you might find in this play of humanity is just going to be a temporary identity, a temporary landing place, a temporary definition or label, only appearing mentally. Thought says, I'm this and I'm not that. Even in the most spiritual way, it's still thought saying, I'm this and not that. This is my real authentic self because I'm having a really nice experience. This is who I must be. But when the experience changes, I've lost my authentic self apparently. And this is the game of experience. This is how life happens. One experience happens after another, and there's nowhere to land in this play of experience, of being a human. You can never find yourself. You can never know yourself. It's the game of knowing yourself as this, and as this, and as this, and as this. You know yourself as everything rather than the one thing. Every experience that is experienced, this is who you are experiencing this. But you never can find one permanent identity in its play of humanity. The real self that you're looking for is not to be found in this play. Is that, of course, that is aware of everything that's happening. Aware of every experience, every feeling, every sensation, every thought. Uncontained, unlimited, undefined. Frustrating me for thinking it can't be understood, it can't be known by thought. Frustratingly, but also I find it's a relief that it can't be known by thought. Then it can't be defined. And it is a relief that it can't be defined. Why would you ever want to be defined and limited to one thing, to this and not that? It's painful even to live as if you're this and not that.